ونستغفره، نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He's the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance, and His forgiveness for me and for you and for all the Muslims. I believe in Him and I trust Him, and I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is Al-Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Al-Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Al-Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. By Allah's permission, we start in our 32nd class from the explanation of the book Bulugh al-Maram. And today is Tuesday, which is 14 of Rajab for the year 1419 after the migration of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is equivalent to the 3rd of October for the year 3rd of November for the year 1998. And last week we had spoke about al-janaiz, and since we didn't finish this subject, so today will be part 2 concerning al-janaza. And last week we finished from the book Bulugh al-Maram until hadith number 458, which concerning the dua that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam he said in his prayer of janaza. Before I proceed in my class today with hadith, reported by Jabir. Hadith reported by Jabir in page number 195, which I had mistakenly classified the hadith to be da'if, but I found that the hadith is hasan, that good, as a result of other narrations. And the hadith reported by Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu qal, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يكبر على جنائزنا أربعة، ويقرأ بفاتحة الكتاب في التكبيرة الأولى. The Jabir reported that the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to make four takbira on the janazah prayer, and he used to recite Fatihat al-Kitab, the opening chapter, after the first takbira. The hadith is Hassan, is good. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness and your pardon for this mistake, inshallah. So if anybody has the book, please make this correction. And we had stated this, I had stated this in the last class. From this hadith, we understand that the takbir of the janazah is four takbirat. You say Allahu Akbar, and after the first takbira, you will recite the Fatiha. You don't recite the opening dua, you recite the Fatiha. And after this, you will recite the durood or the salah ala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad, to the end. And after this, you will supplicate for the deceased person, and we give one of them last week, which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to say, Allahumma aghfirlahu warham wa'afihi wa'afu anh wa'akrim nuzulah wa'wassi' madkhalahu wa'ghsilu bilma'i wa'thajju wa'albarad. And after this, you make the fourth takbira, and you will say, Allahumma la taftinna ba'da wa la tahrimna ajra. And after this, you say, assalamu alaykum, unto your right. Or you may make taslim to the right and to the left. Okay, I repeat again, the hadith is Hassan bishawahidi, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. Last hadith that we discussed last week was hadith number 458. So today, inshallah, we talk about hadith number 459 in page 197 from the book Bulugh al-Maram min Adillat al-Ahkam, attainment of the objective. And alhamdulillah, brother Abdul Bari had came from East Orange last weekend, and he brought copies of Bulugh al-Maram. So if anybody would like to purchase a copy, he usually bought his books out after Jum'ah, and you should get this book to follow in the class, and also you can benefit by making notice and mark the ahadith, because it's not all the hadith that he say authentic here means it's authentic. So again, the book is available, and brother Abdul Bari, he's selling it after Friday, or you may give him a call. His phone number on the bulletin board outside, and order your copy if you want. Hadith number 459, page 197. وعنه ذاتمين أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه قال إذا صليتم على الميت فأخلصوا له الدعاء. رواه أبو داود وصححه ابن حبان. This hadith إسناده حسن. The classification or the degree of this hadith is حسن, is good. And this hadith in the collection of Imam Abu Dawood wa Ibn Majah and Al-Bayhaqi wa Ibn Hibban. And the hadith reported by Abu Huraira. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that when you pray on the dead person, when you make the janazah prayer, make a sincere dua. Make sincere dua for the deceased person, because we are here still alive. This person is already dead. He need any assistance, any help that he can get, and our supplication, it can be beneficial for him, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this Salah, Salat al-Janazah, to be a means of mercy, forgiveness. So we did not make the salah any kind of salah, but we should imagine ourselves in this position, that somebody in a terrible condition, that he need our help, he need our assistance, that we should make dua for this person. That we should be sincere in our dua, that we should be concerned about making dua from our heart to this person. Hadith number 460. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أسرعوا بالجنازة أسرعوا بالجنازة فإن تق صالحة فخير تقدمونها إليه وإن تك سوى ذلك فشر تضعونه عن رقابكم متفق عليه. The hadith is reported, hadith number 460. The hadith is reported by Abu Hurairah, may Allah be pleased with him. The hadith in the collection of Imam al-Bukhari as well Imam Muslim, so the hadith is authentic. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling us to hasten and to be hurry, to hurry up, to preparing the janazah, the washing, the prayer, the shrouding, the burial. Don't take your time and drag your feet, but hurry up and do it. Okay? Why? Because there is two possibilities there. That this person who just passed away, he can be good or bad. Good, that means he did a good deed. He was concerned about his prayer, he was concerned about fulfilling the obligation towards the Muslims, okay? And fear Allah. Or that he's an evil person, doing haram things. If he's a good person, so you shouldn't delete him, because delating him, you are delating him from the reward and the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preparing for him. So hurry up and let him go to his grave, because this is the time and this is the beginning station for him to start to receive this reward and this goodness. Okay? And if he's an evil person, if he's a bad, so he shouldn't be among you, because this person is an evil, and when there is an evil among you, you should get rid of it. Alright? So under any case, you need to hurry up and prepare this janazah and take it to the grave. And being the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to hurry up with the janazah, this does not mean for us when we carry the bed which he has the dead person in it, that we don't be shaking the person, okay? That we should be concerned, okay? If we're driving, we shouldn't be driving crazy. But that means, like some people, they put it as example in the freezer for 3 days. Some people keep him until the family come from east and west and whatever it is for a whole week. This is not right. This is not the proper way. Some people even they ship it back to overseas or to their original country that he born in. There's no need for all these things, okay? So from this hadith we understand that the sunnah is to rush and to hurry up and to finish the janazah. That we should be gentle and kind towards the dead person. That this for the benefit of the deceased person, that we hurry up and finish his janazah. The next hadith, hadith number 461. وعنه أي عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من شهد الجنازة حتى يصلى عليها فله قيراط ومن شهدها حتى تدفن فله قيراطان. قيل وما القيراطان؟ قال مثل الجبلين العظيمين. متفق عليه ولمسلم حتى توضع في اللحد. This hadith which is reported by Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه, and this hadith is the collection of Imam al-Bukhari as well Imam Muslim, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam telling us the person who is witness or he go and be there with the janazah, with the dead body, and accompany the janazah until they make the prayer, he will get a reward equal to 1 kirat. Okay? He will get a reward equal to 1 kirat. And the person who will accompany the janazah until they bury the janazah, he will get 2 kirat. The question the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is this qirat or qiratain? He said it's similar to 2 great mountains. Okay? For you to accompany the janazah at least until they pray, perform the prayer, you get 1 qirat. 1 qirat almost like a big mountain. Now you keep the company of this and you go with the janazah until they bury the janazah under the ground, now you get 2 qirat. And the 2 qirat is equal to 2 big huge mountains. We should be concerned about this kind of reward. The hadith is authentic. وللبخاري من تبع جنازة مسلم إيمانا واحتسابا وكان معها حتى يصلى عليها ويفرغ من دفنها فإنه يرجع بقراتين كل قرات مثل جبل أحد. Is same kind of meaning, except that he said that is going to be the qirat. Each qirat is similar to the mountain of Uhud. This is the mountain which is the second battle in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam took place. It's a great, big, huge mountain called Uhud. Okay. Page 198, hadith number 462. وعن سالم عن أبيه أنه رأى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأبا بكر وعمر يمشون أمام الجنازة. رواه الخمسة وصححه ابن حبان وعلاه النسائي وطائفة بالإرسال. This hadith in the collection of Imam Abu Dawood and the collection of Imam al-Tirmidhi والنسائي وابن ماجه. الشيخ الألباني حفظه الله had classified this hadith to be authentic. And Salim from his father, he said that he saw the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Abu Bakr as-Siddiq and Umar, they walking in front of the janazah. And as we said before, the janazah can be given to the dead person or to the bed that they lay down the dead person in it. Or the word janazah can classify both, that means the dead person and the casket or the bed. We don't use, you understand, in Islamic countries we don't use these caskets. Okay, we have something like this stretcher that you emblems as example, but made out of wood, so it's hard and it has 4 stretcher or 4 legs or whatever you want to call it, and the people carry it on the shoulders. Okay, so the dead person laying down on this bed, we call this also together janazah. Okay, so the proper way to go with the janazah for the walking people to be walking in front of the janazah. Okay, so Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying to follow the janazah does not mean you have to be walking behind the janazah. And some of the scholar explain that those people who are walking, they be walking in front of the janazah, and the people who's riding, they be behind the janazah. Okay, but under any condition, wherever the person walk, still he consider be following the janazah. The next hadith, الحديث reported by أم عطية رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت نهينا عن اتباع الجنائز ولم يعزم علينا. متفق عليه. أم عطية may Allah be pleased with her, she said نهينا, we been forbidden, okay, to follow the janaza, and that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not make it restricted, or he didn't emphasize it, okay. That mean he discouraged us, okay, and this that mean you call makruh, is disliked. That mean this for the women, not to follow the janazah. But if they follow the janazah, they went behind the dead person to the grave, is not haram, as long as they don't do anything forbidden, displeasing to Allah, like wheeling or making noise, and as long as they did not go in a clothes that is not proper. As long as they dress in the proper way, Islamic way, covering themselves, no be mixing between men and women, and that they did not do anything displeasing to Allah, they can go, but it's better for them not to go, okay. And the hadith is authentic in the collection of al-Bukhari and Muslim rahimahumullah. Hadith 464 وعن أبي سعيد أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال إذا رأيتم الجنازة فقوموا فمن تبعها فلا يجلس حتى توضع. وعن أبي سعيد reported from أبو سعيد that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم is saying إذا رأيتم الجنازة فقوموا, when you see the janazah passing in front of you, stand up. And if you follow the janazah, don't sit until they will put the bed down, or until توضع, that means to be put inside the grave. And this is recommended, and some of the scholars, they said that this is been abrogated, okay, that regardless a person see janaza, a Muslim janaza or kafir janaza, he used to stand up to show the greatness, to show respect for, and to be admonishment for him and reminder about the death. You are not standing for the janaza itself, but you standing for the rahba or the fear of remembering what it can be happen to you at any time, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes death. But this been later on been abrogated, and some of the scholars they said is not, but the order here is not to be a must, but is recommended, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. If you stood up, it's okay, but it's not a must. And here in sharh al-hadith, or ma yufidu al-hadith, he said استحباب القيام للجنازة. This for those people who said that is not obligated. He said it's preferably, okay, that you stand up when you see the janaza. And for those people who follow the janaza, they are not supposed to go and sit and rest until the janaza been put down, or put down, that means put inside the grave, okay.